to CL Talk, the leading podcast for the legal profession across Canada, brought to you by Canadian Lawyer Magazine.
Hello, this is Tim Wilber, Managing Editor of Canadian Lawyer Magazine. For today's episode of CL Talk, I'm honored to welcome Tim Haney, the CEO of Dentons Canada. In that role, Tim leads the strategic direction of the firm in Canada. He also serves as a member of the Dentons Canada Board, Dentons Global Management Committee, and Global Board. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
First off, can you just tell me about your practice before you took on a leadership role at the firm?
Absolutely. It was some time ago, but I started at Dentons well over a decade ago. I was a securities, corporate finance, and M&A lawyer. I evolved into a number of leadership roles in terms of leading the National Management Committee. I chaired the firm's audit committee. I sat on our board, and I was the managing partner of the Calgary office before I was drawn into the national CEO role.
That's great. And you told us, you know, quickly how you ended up, some of the roles you had before you took on this leadership role. But can you tell me more broadly sort of how you made that transition and some of the things you learned along the way?
Absolutely. I was always drawn to leadership roles, Tim, as I really enjoy thinking through the complexities and developing and implementing strategy. So that led me, I would get down the path towards leadership. I also tremendously enjoy engaging with our incredible team at Dentons. We have a number of initiatives that give back to communities and make a positive impact. So that was a real drive and something I embraced early in my leadership journey. And of course, I've always enjoyed working with clients, fostering those relationships and providing value, helping clients navigate the intricacies of what I'll say is an increasingly complex legal and regulatory or business environment. So it's been truly wonderful so far, and I'm excited what's to come in the future.
Great. And most of our readers and listeners will know Dentons, but can you tell me a bit about sort of the Canadian offices that you lead, both in terms of the practice areas and the locations?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we're a full-service Canadian law firm in Canada, obviously part of a large, if not the largest global firm, but we have offices in the business centers across Canada, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa. So it's full service in what I would say are most of the larger business centers across the country, fully integrated, focused mostly on large cross-border litigation, corporate M&A, private equity, but generally banking and finance, but a full-service firm, but with a deep nexus into that cross-border and global aspect, given the unique platform we have at Dentons.
Can you tell me a bit about your firm's platform?
Absolutely. At the platform, obviously, in the strategy, Tim, is driven by our new five-year strategic plan. In February of last year, actually, now, I had the opportunity to visit all of our six offices and launch our new five-year strategy. Our strategy is really focused on profitable growth as we continue to find ways to enhance the service for our clients. I think the key thing to really be aware of with our strategy that is unique to Dentons and differentiates us is our deep local roots in all of the business communities across the country, but also the unique and global platform we have and how we leverage that scope and scale with the connectivity to our local markets. And it really differentiates us from our competitors in that it allows us to grow with our clients from Canada around the world and really serve them effectively. So it's really been something that's been helpful and something we're really proud of.
Great. And you said before, as a leader, you like to focus on where the legal profession is headed and not just where it has been. Can you tell me a bit about what that means or how that kind of feeds into how you are a leader at your firm?
It's a great question, Tim. It's obviously a complex one. Obviously, we've got increasing geopolitical and economic complexity and uncertainty manifesting right now. This leads clients generally to look for much more tailored legal and business solutions designed to address that complexity. I think that then really sets the table on the advent of new technologies. And as a leader, it's something we've been really leaning into. Particularly, spent the last year learning, investing, and considering the impact new technologies like artificial intelligence. We've been running numerous pilots, investing programs, hosting roundtable discussions, and learning sessions with our people as we prepare our workforce truly to adapt to this transformative technology. It's also highly beneficial for our clients. Obviously, they're just as keen as we are in automation and AI. As I said, and given the growing complexity of the world, I think it's something that our interests are mutually aligned on, and we've been heavily involved in. So it's something Dentons is really trying to be and to focus at the forefront of.
Great. And you mentioned technology, but you also mentioned your people. And I know a big thing with Dentons, you know, your people aren't just lawyers. There's many other professionals at your firm, and you've worked a lot on cross-functional business planning. So how do you do that in such a large, complex organization?
It's a challenge, if I'm being candid, but all organizations, Tim, have and work and exist, there are silos. It's something at Dentons early on in my leadership tenure that we realized and worked really hard to ensure both in our formal business planning and in our business processes and the work across the firm that we really focus on cross-functional teams, transcending practice areas, transcending geography, and really focusing on collaboration, open lines of communication, and really encouraging strong team collaboration. And I think the benefit of all of this penultimately is it allows people to share diverse perspectives and practices and viewpoints. And that lands generally on the best business results for the firm and our clients. I think the other key thing, which I think dovetails into so many aspects of our firm, and I do think is somewhat unique, is it's very important to me and the leadership team at Dentons that we truly operate as one firm or one team. It's a concept, but it really drives that as it each person at Dentons plays a critical role in contributing to the overall success of the firm and client excellence. Most law firms traditionally separate the business professionals and the lawyers. We try to focus everyone as one team and as a unit, and I'm incredibly proud of the work we're doing because it does provide such a meaningful environment to create fantastic career paths for all of our people in a collaborative way. So it's really worked out exceptionally well.
Great. And I'm going to ask you more specifically about some of your programs, but I know you were recently recognized as one of the top 100 employers in Canada. Can you tell me a bit about what that means to you, and then we can get into a bit about some of the programs that likely were resulted in that recognition.
I was hoping you'd ask about that, Tim. It's something that the entire organization is incredibly and myself are proud of. I am so grateful that Dentons has been named, again, one of Canada's top 100 employers for now two consecutive years. That's 22 and 23. To me, this award or accolade really speaks to our ongoing commitment to our people. We're absolutely committed to listening and then responding to our teams. Earlier this year, we ran a firm-wide fulsome engagement survey, which provides truly valuable feedback and data from our people and about what we're doing well and where we can make improvements. And as a leadership team, we're really committed to listening and then, most importantly, taking that feedback and making it actionable and driving new change and improvements at the firm. It's something we really, really focus on.
Great. And some of the programs I know your firm is unfolded is, well, the first one I would like to ask about is the Discussions to Disrupt program is what you call it, and that's related to mental health. So can you tell me a bit about that?
I think it's a program we've really leaned into across the country, and it's trying to destigmatize and demystify through really open communication about things that, particularly in a generally conservative profession like the law profession, often are not in an open environment talked about. And we really have leaders and other people bring and share personal experiences across of their own challenge, and it can be issues ranging. I think you referenced mental health. It's something that affects all organizations, and it's something creating familiarity and demystifying and really sharing stories and experiences with is something that's really been well received at the organization. And it really opens up and it leads to our environment as a firm of being really open culture to be able to talk about and support one another. So it doesn't have to focus on mental health. We've had all kinds of other topics, but usually they're things that we try to get leadership to really participate in and create examples to create a really collaborative, inclusive environment to talk about these things.
Great. And another thing that, you know, really key for law firms in Canada and globally is diversity inclusion. And I know, I think it was in 2022, you announced the appointment of a director for that. Can you tell me a bit about your thinking on who you brought in, why you brought them in, and what they've done since?
I again think it was the manager team got together, Tim, and obviously at Dentons, we do really prioritize inclusion, diversity, equity, and accessibility. Our commitment to ID&A is driven fundamentally by our belief that people are inherently worthy of respect, safety, encouragement, and support. Obviously, we created the new role of the Canada Director of ID&A. Currently, that is Kim Grange. She occupies that role and is doing an absolutely fantastic job. Most importantly from that role, though, it's also she spearheaded and led our ID&A strategy, which is a subset of our overall firm strategy. And we characterize that as called Belonging at Dentons, and it's something we're all exceptionally proud of. And the strategy itself is really a vision to truly embrace the power of different experiences and backgrounds to really create that vibrant, connected community where we can best serve our people and our clients. And it's really been something we're very proud of. And under Kim's leadership, it's been a huge success and has been really well received at the firm and with our clients. And it's something that I think is unique to Dentons.
Great. And I know when you started in the role, and perhaps still, you made a concerted effort to meet with many, many clients. Can you tell me how that went and whether you're continuing to do that on a regular basis?
It's a great question, Tim. I think what you're really getting at with respect to client experience is so critical in the legal profession. And I think to achieve exceptional client experience, you need to listen to your clients. So two things. Every year, obviously, we conduct an independent and in-depth client listening survey to gather feedback from our clients. We then have enhanced this process again this year. So it's really important that we're being responsive to our client needs. And it really gives us a robust amount of data and feedback that we can use. Again, my natural leadership style and something I really prioritize in making time for is to individually meet with clients. I think last year I met with individually 60 clients. I'd like to enhance that number materially this year. And it's back to that theory of really that connectivity and that developing of relationships with your client. And as the leader of the organization, just listening to how we can better collaborate with our clients to help solve their problems here in Canada and globally. So it seems to really resonate with the clients, and it's yielding great results, both for the organization and the partnership we have with the clients.
That's great. I could keep asking you questions, but you know, our podcast, we like to keep it short and concise. So you've really covered a lot of the big picture that I wanted to ask about. You know, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you was that you were recognized last year, as you know, with our Canadian Law Awards as Managing Partner of the Year. And you've spoken about your organization as a, you know, as leaders do. But what did that kind of recognition mean to you as an individual? And what would you say to people who might be considering nominating a peer or someone else for an award like this year?
It's an interesting question. I always answer it the same way. And at the award ceremony, I think I mentioned in when I was up there receiving the award, which I was grateful for, but the only reason I was up there for that individual award was the absolutely phenomenal team at Dentons. It is really, while it's an individual award, it's really driven by the caliber of the team. So I'm exceptionally proud. I encourage leaders across the country to really look into it and invest in it because it's a real accolade, but it's really a proxy for the people and the organization around you, not any one individual. That's my humble view on it, but I'm exceptionally proud of it. And I think it's indicative of what, as a team, we're doing here at Dentons and how we're driving our new 2028 strategy and really changing the landscape here at Dentons and in the legal community.
Well, thank you, Tim. I'd love to keep talking, but I know you're busy. So I really appreciate your time and congratulations again on your recognition last year. And I hope to continue to hear about all the interesting things that your firm's up to in the coming year.
Great. Thanks, Tim. It was a pleasure to be here and looking forward to seeing you again soon. So take care.
Thank you for tuning in to CL Talk. You can listen to the latest episodes on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and all major listening channels. Just search for CL Talk.